So good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. And if you're joining us online today, we're so glad that you've joined us in the park for this online Sunday service. And so we're actually going to begin this service by inviting our practitioner David Conant forward. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are. We just sometimes aren't aware of it. And he'll do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you in the meantime just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to find that place within you that is not the part that is the doing part, but just the beingness of your own self. And to allow yourself to slow down and to settle into that.
It is a blessing to be here with the Living Beyond Limits family as we take a few minutes to affirm our oneness with Spirit. This is a universal presence of love and light in our lives. And because of this, it is very easy for us to recognize and experience the wonderful effects of pure spirit in our lives. No matter what goes on in our lives, we are never separate and apart from the Infinite One. The one universal source is who we are. The same is true for Living Beyond Limits. Spirit does manifest in many different ways, and that we are one with it is a universal constant. I bless Reverend Jennifer as she manifests the Living Spirit into this service and into our lives. I bless Ray for the good he brings to our church. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths. And I am grateful for this service and for our oneness with this spirit. And so it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
My reading today is from Donald Curtis, from a book titled Live It Up. And the chapter is called The Affirmative Approach to Life. It is important to develop a positive approach to life. Remember that any day may bring unexpected challenges and opportunities. What a joy it is to live constructively, creatively, positively, to experience peace and the good of life. We can do this because we choose our own experience. the Christ within, the presence of God within, our positive and affirmative thought helps us to overcome the world. It is up to us to make a choice by realizing that we are one with the divine good. As we affirm our oneness with Spirit, we claim our perfection and wholeness. We elevate our mind and heart when we recognize God as the all-present, unlimited God. It is right where we are and is expressing itself through our life that we become the expression of peace and good. And so, as we recognize this oneness with Spirit, we are able to accept the all good that life so freely gives us. We become identified with love, peace, truth, and strength. We are the knower of this truth and choose to express the positive, the constructive in our life and in the world. And so it is.
So I have a question for you. Am I the only one that gets stressed and worried and knocked off balance when it feels like life pulls the rug out from underneath your feet?
Yep.
Sure.
Or when your plans don't go according to plans and things aren't working out like that and you cannot see a solution and you cannot yet see a way forward, do you get worried and stressed and kind of get off center sometimes? Oh, it's not just me? Okay, that's good. You know, we all want to have a sense of peace and assurance no matter what's going on in our lives and no matter what's going on in the world. We want assurance that everything will be okay, that everything will work out, and not just work out, but work out for good. We want to know that. We want to have assurance and confidence. We want to be able to say those words like the hotel owner in the Marigold Hotel who said, everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end. We want to be able to rest in those words. I know I love that quote. We want to be able to move forward no matter what's going on with a sense of confidence. And so I would assume you all know, but maybe you don't, that Living Beyond Limits lost its venue. And so we will not be returning to Lakewood Country Club. They have a new manager at Lakewood Country Club, and he has decided that they want to remodel the Hacienda room that we've been meeting in and want to turn it into a high-end venue with a high-dollar price tag on it. And so we do not fit in with their new business plan. And so today's talk I really wrote for myself so that I could remind myself of the truth. Because when we get worried and we get stressed out about something and we get afraid that something isn't going to work out, what has happened is we have forgotten that God supports its own creation, that God supports its own expression. And you, each one of you, are the expression of that infinite presence. You are the expression of that one presence and that one power. And the heartfelt desires that you have inside of you are Spirit's way of unfolding in this world through you. And the life that you are living is the creativity of the universe unfolding itself. And the good that expresses itself in your life is the good of God, because the nature of God is good. And also, on top of that, it is so clear to me that living beyond limits is the expression of that divine presence. That living beyond limits is the expression of oneness and of love and of beauty. It is expressed as inclusion and belonging. And it's an avenue where we get to discover that divine presence and discover our own divine nature, our connection with God and with humanity and with the whole of everything. It is so clearly that infinite presence expressing itself in this world. But when we get worried and when we fret and when we stress, we have forgotten that God is bigger than whatever our seeming problem is. God is bigger than whatever the issue at hand is. But we somehow think that whatever's going on in our lives, or that we are somehow outside of that infinite creative presence of love, that infinite creativity. We forget that we are not outside of that presence. We forget that our life is not outside of that presence. We forget that that particular situation, the thing that we're calling a problem, we forget that that is not outside of that presence. But instead, all of that is held within that presence and is a part of that presence. It's a part of that presence where there is no problem. There is only solution. There is only creativity. There is only boundless potential. We somehow believe, though, that the world of form that we're living in is fixed, and that it is more real or has more power than that presence of the infinite, possibly just because we don't see that in form. So really, when we're in angst and worry and fretting like that, the only problem really is what we're telling ourselves. The only problem is the story that we're making up. The story that it's not going to work out. The story that there isn't a solution. The story that there isn't a way forward. But that isn't the truth. That is only a thought that we are having in our own mortal mind. It's not even the thought of our spirit that knows the truth. It's the thought of this very human mind that's telling us, or a series of thoughts. And so I'm going to share a story with you out of A Daily Dose of Sanity. It starts with a quote, actually, by Dorothy Thompson that says, "Fear grows in the darkness. If you think there's a boogeyman around, turn on the light." So it goes like this. The film Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban depicts a group of young wizards in training, standing before an imposing armoire, a Bogart box, which contains terrifying shapeshifters, assuming the form of whatever a person fears the most. Luckily, instructs Professor Lupin, a very simple charm exists to repel a Bogart. Ridiculous. After the students practice the chant, the professor explains that what really finishes a Bogart off is laughter. One by one, the Bogarts come forth, and when the students proclaim them ridiculous and laugh at them, they shrink to humorous, non-threatening forms. A truer teaching was never revealed. On Halloween, you may behold a parade of monsters, goblins, and ghouls walking around your streets or knocking at your door. You are not afraid of them because you know they are not real. They are just kids in costumes. You may even enjoy them and have a laugh and give them a treat. You do not run and hide with fright because you know they are not real and they pose no threat. Imagine how much lighter and freer your life would be if you related to monsters and ghouls that show up in your daily experience in the same way. Perhaps you would be wise to take Professor Lupin's advice to face these scary images and shout, "Ridiculous!" and have a good laugh. A famous poem declares, "Fear knocked at the door, faith answered. No one was there." Oh. ridiculous. So when we are creating anxiety and fear and stress inside of ourselves, did you hear that? When we are creating it, because we're the ones that are creating it, we are called to recognize that it's only a thought we are having, or a series of thoughts. That's the thing that's causing us the angst, and it isn't real. And so I was reading this week Joel Goldsmith's Foundations of Mysticism. And in his book, he talks about addressing our fears and actually talking to them. He says to the fear, "I know what you are. You are not a person. You are not a condition. You're nothing but mental malpractice. You're nothing but the carnal mind in action, an image, a nothingness, an arm of flesh, that which has no law, no life of God, a nothingness. I don't have to fight you. I have to recognize you for what you are, a mental image in thought, without substance, without reality, without law. It's only a thought we are thinking." And so the title of my talk today is Surprise! And I'm talking about when life gives us a surprise and we feel like the rug's been pulled out from underneath our feet, when things don't go according to our plans, and then we have fear and doubt and worry, that it's only coming from our carnal mind and that it's not the truth. Leaning into spirit, leaning into the capital T truth, creates an opening in us for the good to come forward. It creates an opening in us for the love intelligence of the universe to express itself. It enables the good that is already held in the absolute, in that invisible realm of God, the good that's already held there, it creates an opening so that good can come into form. It's just like the air already exists, and the wind or the breeze already exists, but we have to put up a sail in order to harness that wind. We have to put up a sail to be able to catch it, to be able to use it, to have it do good for us. Leaning into the truth and leaning into that divine presence is like putting up your sail. And the truth is, and what we sometimes forget, we do not need to manipulate the world to bring our good about. We do not have to influence God to give us the good that we desire. Is all we have to do is avail ourselves to it. Through our thinking and through our focus and through our feeling and through our openness and our expectations and our anticipations, we open ourselves to it. All we need to do is to recognize that the good is already available. And it's already available because it's already contained in God. And God is everywhere present. God is everywhere present in your life and through your life and as your life. God is everywhere present in my life, in everyone's life, in and through and as everything. And so we avail ourselves to that good by knowing that it's already available. We might not be able to see it yet, but it's already available. Turning to it and trusting it and anticipating our good puts our sails up. Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook said, "Mind is the realm of causes. Conditions are the realm of effects. Effects flow from causes and not from themselves. New thoughts create new conditions." And Goldsmith in that same book says, some of you have undoubtedly watched hypnotists at work, especially in the entertainment field. You know it is possible for them to make you see things that aren't there and feel things that aren't taking place. Suppose a hypnotist makes you see pink elephants. Is the remedy to remove the pink elephants? The remedy is waking you out of the hypnotic sleep. If you are crossing the desert and you see the road flooded with water, is the remedy draining the water off or waking to the fact that you're beholding a mirage and then going forward? It's all in our minds that it can't be done, that it isn't possible, that it isn't happening. That's the only place it exists is in our minds. So our job then is to recognize that it's only a thought, and that thought is not the truth. And so is there something going on in your life right now that's causing you to have some worry, that's causing you to feel stressed or to have some angst? So bring that thing to mind right now. What is it? What's the worry? And what's the story that you're telling yourself about how it can't be different? And so what I want you to do right now, out loud, is to say to that thought that's happening in your brain, you aren't real.
You aren't real.
You aren't real.
And to say, I recognize you for what you are.
I recognize you for what you are.
What you are.
You are only an image in thought.
You are only an image in thought.
Without substance.
Without substance.
Without reality.
Without reality.
Without God's law.
Without God's law.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So on your little insert, I wrote that down so you can take that home to remind yourself when those thoughts come up. You are nothing. You have no power, no reality, no law. You are nothing but a thought. And so repeat that to yourself. And so we remind ourselves that we live in the omnipresence of that infinite one. We remind ourselves that the life of God is the life that we are living. And God seeks to express itself in fullness as all that it is. We remind ourselves that our body is the body of God, and that the body of our affairs is the body of God. Not separate, not outside of, not distinct from. The affairs of our life are the body of God. Goldsmith said, it's not turning to God to do something. It's turning to God to be in God consciousness where nothing needs to be done. Do you get that? In God consciousness, nothing needs to be done. It's already perfect. Nothing needs to be done because the perfection of God is already filling your life, expressing as your life, right where you stand. And God's nature is to express. Goldsmith also said in that book, there cannot be an infinite God, and a power for evil. There cannot be an infinite God and a lack of good. There cannot be an infinite God and a lack of health. There can't be an infinite God and a lack of abundance or of opportunities or of solutions. It's impossible. We live within that creative force, and it holds within itself all possibilities, and it already holds within itself the perfect outcome. And so my invitation to you is when you find yourself worrying and fretting and having anxiety or being anxious, to know that it's only a thought. That it's mental malpractice. It's just you forgetting the truth. To know that it is only a thought of your mortal egoic mind. Know that it is without substance and that it has no reality. And remember that God supports its own expression and that you are that expression. Lean into that one infinite creative presence. That presence that created the plants and the animals and the birds and the seas and the mountain ranges and the trees. Out of its own creativity, out of its own creative intelligence, lean into that to solve your problems. Lean into that where there is no problem. Recognize that that infinite creativity unfolds in you and through you and as you. That infinite creativity unfolds itself in your life and through your life and as your life. Lean into that. And know that in God there's nothing that needs to be done because perfection already is. And as a result of doing that, you'll move from your worry and fretting to peace and confidence and your own well-being that already lives within you. And moving into the good that is already yours. And so blessings to every one of you on this path of remembering who we are and what we are and whose we are. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I turn my attention to that infinite presence. That one presence that we each live and move and have our beingness within. And that one presence that lives within each one of us. That expresses itself as each one of us. That is each one of us. That presence that expresses itself as our life and as our minds and as our bodies. As everything that we see around us. And what I recognize is that that presence is a presence of infinite potentiality. That it is a presence of love without opposite, just pure, unhindered fullness of love. I recognize that this is a presence of wholeness and a presence of peace and a presence of good without bound. And so today, we lean into that presence, and it carries us, and it buoys us, and it leads us, and it shows us the way forward. And so we just take the next step, whatever is right before us to do, and as we do so, that infinite presence unfolds itself as our heart's desires made real. It unfolds itself as the good that it is. As health and wholeness and abundance, prosperity, perfect relationships, harmony in our homes, as absolute wisdom. And so I claim and know also, not just is this true for each and every one of us here, but this is true about every single person on this planet. And this is true also for every single leader and politician and decision maker. That the intelligence of this universe is unfolding through every single person's mind as the perfect creative solutions and answers that support humanity in its flourishing. That is what is expressing itself. And so it is with a grateful heart for this truth that I release this prayer into the infinite law of God, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now because it is the truth. And so I invite you to say with me, and so it is. And so David Conant is going to come up and lead us in an affirmation now that is on your handout.
If you would join me as we read this together. All that need is already held within the infinite. Today I remember that God supports its own expression. The one creative intelligence unfolds itself in, through, and as my life. And so it is.
And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering with you today, I invite you to bring that forward. And if you are continuing to support us online, I would just like to tell you that I appreciate your support of Living Beyond Limits. Thank you for that. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. How good it is to receive, and how good it is to be in a position to give. And I recognize that actually it is in our giving that we open ourselves to receive even more, for we live in this law of abundance, this law of generosity, this law of support of this universe. And so I bless this offering today in recognition that this offering today is transmuted into ministry so that it in turn blesses each one of us and each person who is to come here in the future. So I bless this offering. I bless this community. I bless this philosophy. I bless Living Beyond Limits. And I invite you to join me in blessing each of us and blessing Living Beyond Limits. And to join me also in sending a blessing out into this world, to every home and every heart and every person, to every animal, to every ecosystem, and to the planet herself. And I say, thank you, God. And so it is. And so you probably all read the letter that we received this week online, and it was about that we are looking for a new home. So we invite you to keep your eyes and ears open, and as you're driving around, and Chris Braunschweiger is kind of heading that up right now, so if you have some ideas, you can share them with her. So we are looking for, I'll go ahead and tell you, we are looking for a space that it's kind of like where we were at Lakewood Country Club, that is a venue that rents it out to events, an event venue. We are also looking maybe to rent space from another church, if we can do that in a time that works for us to have service, or synagogue or something like that. We are also even open to doing corporate space with a business who isn't there in the evenings and the weekend that has a large conference room or a classroom that we could use. We're open to that. We may be open, if we can find it for the right price, to have our own space. You know, right before COVID, we were getting pretty close to moving to ready to have our own space, but we need to kind of get back together and see who shows up and what that looks like, I think, before we rent a permanent space. So I don't think we're quite there unless we found something that was a really good price. Then we might already be there. And so in light of that, I ask you all just to kind of check in with yourself. I have a question for you. So we're going to be meeting in the park for a little while here, and I want you to ask yourself, what would fit into my life and what would work the best for me? Would it be to meet in the park every week, or to continue meeting every other week and have the other service just online? And so I invite you to open your eyes, and if you would like to be in the park every week, will you raise your hand? If you would like to do every other week, would you raise your hand? two, three, four. All right, it's looking like we're going to meet in the park every week. So let me ask you this. Next week is the 4th of July. Does that work for you to be in the park next week?
No.
Yes, if that works. All right, it's not for everybody, but I think we'll be here because the next week we will not be in the park because our sound technician, videographer, person who posts the talks online can't be here that week. So we're going to record on Saturday at my house so that it can already be posted to the internet. So we will be here next week, but we won't be here the following week. And so as we're looking for a new space, I'm going to read to you one more thing out of this book, Daily Dose of Sanity. It's called How to Get What You Really Want. When a coaching client asked me to help her manifest her dream home, I asked her to describe it to me. My dream home is a house on a hill surrounded by tall trees with an ocean view. Great, I replied. What feeling does the house give you? Security, she answered. And the hill? The hill would show me perspective. Excellent. And the trees? Now, the trees represent growth. And now the ocean view, I pursued. The ocean attunes me to expansiveness. Perfect, I said. So what you're really looking for is security, perspective, growth, and expansiveness. That's right, she lit up. And if you could have all those experiences, would you really need the house? I guess it wouldn't matter. I was not trying to talk my client out of her house. Rather, I was trying to show her a shortcut to what she really wanted. Because we are spiritual beings at our core, it's the feeling of a particular experience that we crave. If my client got her house, but not the feelings she sought, she would have remained unsatisfied. If she got the feelings, no matter whether the house came or not, she would have been deeply satisfied. Be aware of the experience you seek and cultivate it right where you stand. Then you will be amazed at the manifestations that follow. I want us to have a place that we can meet in where we feel like we're home. Where we feel like we're home. And so I, of course, would like lots of light and a sense of expansiveness and openness. But I invite you, between now and when we find our permanent home, to, in your meditation time, in your prayer time, to feel what you would like this new place to feel like. Because God doesn't just speak in words, or maybe even speak in words. God speaks in that feeling tone. So be in the feelings. Let that be like a visualization. You can visualize it also, but what is it going to feel like? And feel that and hold that in prayer while we are continuing to look. My last invitation to you is that we are still doing Ministry of Prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can give it to Barbara Conant. We have prayer shawls if you'd like one of those. And so I hope to see you here next week. 4th of July really doesn't start until after noon, so I hope to see you here next week. And we are having a picnic today, so if you brought something for the picnic, stay and join us. If you didn't, stay and join us anyway, or go grab some lunch and come back. So, love to all of you.
Thank you.